You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon to you. Jimmy B and TC. We say hello, and you can always get in on the program. All you have to do is dial 264-1700. Once again, that number is 264-1700. Great show lined up for you today. Our first guest around 420, Rob Howe from Hawkeye Nation will be our guest. At 440, Seth Gruen, Bleacher Report, and Big Ten Unfiltered. He'll be on at 515, one of the guys from BC Divide. And at 535, it's Kevin Lehman. Trent, how are you, my man?
Not too bad. A little disappointed that baseball season dwindling away with the Cubs' loss last night, and now, well, backs against the wall. There is not such a thing as a must-win game until you get in this spot tonight. 8 o'clock, we're getting ready for a little baseball. Yankees and Astros around the corner. At least we got a good series over there, right?
Yeah. The American League Series has been terrific with the Astros jumping out 2-0 and then the Yankees winning the next two. So this is going to be fun, and it's going to start here momentarily. Look, the Cubs are playing the best team in baseball, and they're the highest paid team in baseball. They have the best players on that team. And so it is what it is. I mean, they find ways to beat you, and Yu Darvish last night was just spectacular. I mean, they couldn't hit him. Schwarber bomb, and everybody went nuts, and that's all they got for the most part. So with that, it's the Dodgers can out-hit you, and they can out-pitch you, and they can out-field you as well. So with those three components, Trent, they are the best team. Look, I was checking Twitter last night, and the way the reaction was by some fans to what was going on, it was disappointing, to say the least. But you got to remember, you just won the World Series last year, broke a 108-year curse, and now you're peeing all over your team. I'm very disappointed in that.
Yeah, don't get too worked up about Twitter, Jimmy B. Don't. I mean,
I know.
What's the point?
I know I shouldn't.
Well, yeah,
I know. I should.
I don't know why you let that stuff bother you. I don't. Who cares what a fan is saying about their team? They're frustrated. They want a vent. If you don't like it, Jim, then don't follow those people. Don't follow those people if you're going to get frustrated by it.
Well, then I'd have like two followers. I mean, I only have six now, so I'd only have two then.
That's true. Oh, so that's what it is. You just follow these people so they'll follow you.
Well, no, so I can see what they're talking about.
I find it
so humorous a lot of times. But I can't believe that. You know,
you
that
can't
that
believe
was
that fans are fanatical?
No, I know that. I guess I just look at things differently, I guess, than everybody else. That's all.
Yeah,
so
you get frustrated with your team. That's what fans do, Jimmy B.
Okay.
You get frustrated with your team, and you want a place to vent. And people, you know, they don't have a radio show where they can come in here and scream like I do.
That's correct.
You know, 5 days a week. Most people don't have that place. What they have,
but see, it's so much fun when you start screaming. I enjoy that so much. Because a lot of times your rants are pretty entertaining most of the time.
Well, I got a rant teed up for you today, Jimmy B.
All right, I'm ready, pal.
We didn't have time to get to it yesterday, but this one deals with a little Big Ten football. And as we know, Iowa has their game scheduled with Minnesota coming up here in a week and a half. That'll be a night game, 5:30 kickoff. And most people anticipate the week afterwards, Ohio State, when they come to town. That'll also be a night game. Now, nothing official. We won't find out officially until Monday what the kickoff time for that game, November 4th, is going to be. But Urban Meyer is sticking in my craw. So here's Urban Meyer, an incredible coach. An incredible coach. Excellent. National championships to Florida, national championship to Ohio State. The guy is as good as it gets. And he helped bring Big Ten football back up to relevancy with what he did at Ohio State and getting other Big Ten programs to look around and say, you know, we're doing things what we consider the right way, but we have to take more steps. And he talked about having games kick off at night. He talked about recruiting practices and going out there and not just laying down to the SEC, but going after the SEC, and that's a good thing for the conference. But this guy wants to have it both ways, and he is already trying to lay the groundwork, and I'm telling you, this is the reason for it, Jimmy B. It's not about night games, because he wanted night games. He was the one that was a proponent of night games in November in the Big Ten. He wanted this. But now, all of a sudden, when he sees Kinnick Stadium at night, difficult place. We saw last year what happened to Michigan.
Right.
We've seen upsets before. We saw Penn State by the skin of a fingernail getting by at night in Kinnick Stadium. And it's looking like Ohio State is going to have to play a night game, too, at Kinnick Stadium. And he's laying the groundwork. I don't want to play a night game at Iowa. He's not saying that outwardly, but that's what he's saying to me. This is what he is saying. You know what? We played a few night games already. I think it's wrong that our kids have to do it. Urban, you just said that you wanted night games in the Big Ten. Now that you get it, well, yeah, I want to play Rutgers at night. That's fine. Or if they're at home, I want to play them
Illinois.
At night. Right, right. I'll play those night games. When we go to Indiana on a Thursday, that's fine. But Kinnick Stadium, whoa. Let's slow down a little bit on that one. You couple that with a couple years back, he was also complaining about early kickoff times. Urban Meyer was complaining about the noon Eastern, 11 o'clock a.m. kickoff, and didn't think that was good. What does this guy want? He doesn't want to play at night. He doesn't want to play an 11 o'clock kickoff. He just wants everything acquiesced exactly to Ohio State standards, and I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick of the Big Ten laying down for this guy. Schedule the game right now. I know it's not supposed to happen until Monday. Do it right now. Urban, you're coming to Iowa City, ABC Lights, 6:30, 7 o'clock, whatever the hell they schedule the game. But enough. Enough of this garbage from Urban Meyer. Oh, our players get back late. You know what? You wanted this, Urban. This is what you want. Come to Kinnick Stadium and see what happens in a night game there instead of going and playing Rutgers at night or Indiana at night. This is a bunch of crap, and Urban Meyer knows it. This is the reason this is coming out right now. It has nothing to do with the kids getting back late. It's what he sees happening coming forward in 2 weeks.
He would probably like it, Trent, if indeed the game was in Columbus his home field.
Yes.
He'd be good with that one. But, no, I agree with you. He saw what happened at Penn State. With Penn State in Kinnick, and then he saw what happened last year, you're right, against Michigan. And so he's a coach that, you know, tries to control everything. Look, guys like him, like Saban, they're freaking control freaks. And they want to be the overlord of everything. And when it's a little bit out of their hands like that, that gets them nervous. So I see where he is coming from, but you are absolutely correct that he was the ringleader for Big Ten night games on national television, the big stage, and now all of a sudden, maybe we really don't want to play. Could we play at 2:30?
Mm-hmm.
Can we do that? You know, can we play at 11? Can we do that? Okay, well, no, I don't really want to play at 11 because our kids aren't, they're not awake yet. Let's play at 2:30. He's just trying to orchestrate as best he believes he can in order to get the Big Ten to try to, I guess, kowtow to him a little bit and make him happy. I'm with you. Look, if Iowa gets beat by Northwestern, do you think that Ohio State game would remain a night game?
I don't think that it's been determined yet where it's going to
be. Okay.
And you know what? Play this game at 11 o'clock, 2:30, 6 o'clock, or play it at midnight, I don't think it's going to matter. The way Ohio State's playing right now, they're going to throttle this Iowa team. I don't think matters one iota what time the game is going to be played. But this guy, he's just so manipulative. Those are the kind of things that I know. There's already enough advantages that you have at Ohio State with the recruiting base, with the budget that you have, all the positives that come your way already being at the Ohio State University. But then you couple it with this garbage, and you don't like early kickoffs, and now you don't like night kickoffs, well, because you're on the road playing at night. And for the well-being of the student-athlete, they get back late. You know what? You know who else gets back late? College basketball players all throughout the season, during the week. Remember, they don't have Sunday class. It's not a worry about them having to get up and make an 8 o'clock economics class. It's Sunday when they get home.
Yeah.
They get home. Yes, it's 4 a.m. Sunday. I get it. And you know what they get to do? Go home and sleep because they don't have any responsibilities to do on Sunday. It is just a load of crap once again from a guy that's been full of it. A blatant liar about the way he left Florida. Excuses. I'm not coming back. I'm spending time with his family. And where does he show up again? Oh, at another great program in Ohio State. This guy, he is absolutely sickening. I'm sick of him. And I would just absolutely love to see them lose to Penn State coming up this weekend, lose to Iowa. You know, I'd be happy if Ohio State loses out. It's not going to happen. They're probably going to win out.
Well, look, this is a monumental matchup with the Ohio State-Penn State game. And the winner of this game really sets themselves up in the driver's seat to head to Indianapolis and then, of course, stay in the conversation for the upcoming Final Four. But right now, Ohio State, when they went to Nebraska, Trent, they just blistered Nebraska. They treated Nebraska like they were Rutgers or Illinois, and they did it on the Huskers' home field. So from that standpoint, this has the makings of a terrific college basketball game, Ohio State and Penn State. Look, I'm with you. I get Urban Meyer's temperament. I've had a couple of dealings with him in the past when he was at Florida, so I understand where you're coming from, and quite frankly, your disdain for him is palatable, but he is who he is, and you were absolutely correct when you began by saying he's one hell of a college football coach, winning titles at two different schools. So from that aspect, you got to give it up for him. On the other end of the spectrum, I'm with you with some of the things that you said about his temperament and some of the shenanigans that he tries to use just to make it better for himself and his team.
$2.64 billion over 6 years is what ESPN and Fox are spending. If they want to put Iowa, Ohio State at night, regardless of the quote-unquote well-being of the student-athletes, you're going to accept it and go on. Let's hope this is a night game. I would love to see it, and I'd love to see him complain about it on top of it. I think that'd make it even better. Well, Jimmy B.
Do you feel better, brother? Do you feel better now?
I do. That was okay. Therapeutic. Okay. See, and this is what people get to do on Twitter.
Yes.
It's a little therapy for them. So stop yelling about the people on Twitter, Jimmy B. Enjoy it what it is. It's a ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous social media platform where people can be as crazy as they want. If they're going crazy, let them be. It'll be all right, Jimmy B. Is that fair?
That's fair with me. I'm good. Right. Okay. I'll relax.
Attaboy. We'll take a time out here. Come back. We're going to talk some Hawkeyes with Rob Howe, HawkeyeNation.com. He'll be our first guest today. Seth Gruen will also join us as we'll take a look at MLB. Game 5 of the ALCS underway. Houston and the Yankees. We'll keep you up to date all afternoon long as well here up until 6 o'clock. Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber
and Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom!
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Sponsored by AccountTemps. AccountTemps isn't just a staffing firm. They're people who believe in finding you the right person to fit your company's needs. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Pushing snow with a Fisher Plows Extreme V plow that you'll find at Schuling Hitch isn't just a job this winter. It's kind of a rush, too. The Extreme V plow can change from V to straight to scoop. It's versatile and efficient. With the exclusive Fisher Trip Edge design and fast hydraulics, you'll get the job done faster. Shop for your new Fisher Plows blade at Schuling Hitch Company. Two locations off 2nd north of the interstate, Des Moines, and Alexander Avenue in Ames. Or SchulingHitch.com.
As a poop emoji, I see a lot of crap out on the road. But if you get in a car and don't wear a seatbelt, you're being a real head. Buckle up. and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, Food Dudes Delivery.
It's time for your daily dose of Hawkeye coverage on 1700 KBGG.
All right, everybody, there we go. A little painted black with the Stones. Got to like that. Rob Howe is our guest. I don't know if he's a big Stones fan or not. He might be. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Rob, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing fine. Let's kind of get into the basketball media day, and then we'll get to football in Northwestern here in just a little bit. I'm real curious about your thoughts on Media Day, what Fran had to say about his team, also about where he mentioned the fact that he's turned people in before, and just the overall, I guess, appearance of the team, the players' comments, things of that nature that you had the opportunity to be there for.
Yeah, it's kind of just almost like reintroducing ourselves, because we see all these guys during the summer at the primetime league, so we kind of get, and we, you see the end of the season, then you see them again in the summer, then you see them again now, and it's kind of a fluid situation. So we've heard kind of what we thought this team was going to be, and what the players think of this group, and what Fran thinks of this group, and I think they have high internal expectations, but I think Fran has had that now, maybe since he got here, if not, you know, after the first few years. And then the FBI investigation into college basketball was just another layer to the media day that, you know, Fran was Fran. He was open. I think he surprised some people saying that he turned other programs in and, you know, kind of went out there and just said that he has nothing to worry about, and I don't think a guilty man would do that. So that had to be encouraging for Iowa fans, not that they felt like they had anything to worry about with Fran. You could say a lot of things about him, and a lot of people do, but he is an up-and-up guy, and I would be surprised if there was any, you know, any foul play with a program run by Fran McCaffrey. You know, you never know. You never say never in the sports world anymore. But I think you can say a lot of things about the two guys that are coaching the marquee sports at Iowa, but you can't question their integrity, at least not at this point.
No, you're exactly right, and a good way to put it, certainly, Rob, when you look at what Kirk Ferentz and Fran McCaffrey have done. Fran's got an incredibly deep team this year, especially in that front court. Back court, you know, some questions still remain. I maintain, Rob, that the most important guy to this team, if they're going to take another step, not just be a good team, good enough to be in the NCAA tournament, but be more than that, is Isaiah Moss. What did he have to say about his redshirt sophomore shooting guard, a guy that's going to have a much bigger role this year, obviously, without Peter Jack?
Yeah, I think Fran has confidence, Trent, that Isaiah can take that next step. I would probably put him in with, you know, Tyler Cook and Cordell Pemsel and Jordan Bohannon, guys that are in that second year that need to. Jordan, I thought, showed it, and I think Tyler Cook showed it towards the end of last year, started to get into a groove and showed consistency. But that's really, you know, the next step for this whole group of guys. Can they do it consistently on both ends of the floor every night? And that will, you know, in a tough conference, that's what's going to separate them. Isaiah's more of a more mild-mannered guy, more of a quiet guy. But he needs to be more aggressive. Whether I don't think he needs to do that in his personality as much, and maybe that would help him, but just on the floor, be more into it and not kind of drift away at times. And that's a challenge for younger players, but he certainly has the ability. We saw it last year, and, you know, that two position, as you said, Trent, is such an important position on both ends of the floor. You're often guarding the other team's most dynamic wing player. And then you've got to be able to score on your own. And Isaiah certainly has the ability. It's just a matter of, I think, kind of like that Jared Utoff thing where he has to kick it in mentally and be there from an emotional standpoint every night.
We're having a good conversation with Rob Howell right now, Hawkeye Nation, on the Draft House 50 hotline. Okay, follow up with me here. It's my contention that it is Tyler Cook who has to be the prominent player on this team. There is a terrific component and supporting cast around him. Have you seen enough improvement in his game thus far through the summer and off season that he will be that dominating player?
He looks that way, Jim. He did in the summer. And by all accounts from the, you know, from talking to McCaffrey and the assistant coaches and his teammates, the term that kept coming up, or the, you know, the, I guess the characteristic that kept coming up, was that he's more explosive. He attacks the rim. And I saw that this summer with him. And that's, you know, I thought last year at times he settled for, you know, short jump shots maybe, or a little baby hooks, little things like that, one-handers, whereas now he's going right to the basket. And I think that's the thing that he needs to do. He's a big physical kid. He should be able to draw a lot of contact. He should be able to get to the foul line a ton, like Aaron White did when he played the four spot for Iowa. I guess we'll see if he talks about extending his game to the perimeter, and his ball handling is better. And that's really the next step for him. Can he take it on the perimeter and face up and do some things in that regard? I think I would agree with you, Jim, that if there's a star potential on this team, a kid that has that star potential, it's him. And that's not taking anything away from the other guys, but he has that, you know, all Big Ten type of potential, and we'll see if he's able to reach that this year.
So over to Little Football with Rob Howell from HawkeyeNation.com. Rob, Iowa off a bye week. It's been hit or miss. You know, we're not talking about Andy Reid off a bye here with Kirk Ferentz, 500 in his career at the University of Iowa. What do you expect from this team coming off the bye week? It felt like it came at a good time, but I guess you never really know how a team's going to come out right after a bye.
Yeah, I still haven't been able to put my finger on this team, Trent. You know, Illinois, they look like, you know, after the slow start, once Brandon Snyder got the interception, they kind of took off from there. But they struggled throughout that game against an Illinois team that was beaten pretty handily by Rutgers at home last week. So I just don't know. It's a matter of can they talk about playing complementary football. Can the offense, defense, and special teams work together and help each other out in terms of field position and things like that? I liked what I saw this year and have seen this season from Iowa in terms of halftime adjustments. They've been a fourth-quarter team. They've been a second-half team. Can they start like that? And this would be the week that you figure they could start like that. They've had 2 weeks to prepare. They've gotten healthy. They should be ready to go at the outset this week in Evanston. I think we'll know early on if that's the case. If they come out and look sluggish, I would be concerned.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I'm curious about was McCaffrey indicating that the running back, Butler, probably would not be able to play until Northwestern. Now we know that he is not going to play in this game, but he was back out on the practice field. Can you update us on what his status is currently?
Yeah, from what Kirk said yesterday, it sounds like, you know, he got back to practice yesterday, but up to this point, the elbow is limited from doing pretty much anything. So it's really, you know, whatever that was, 3 or 4 weeks he's been off. He's now trying to get back into football condition. Adding to that is the component that he's playing with an elbow brace. And for a running back, you think about pass protection, you think about carrying the football. He's got to get used to being able to do that, and the coaches have to see that he's comfortable in doing that. And I think this week would have been a little bit, you know, maybe rushing him back. And the younger backs have looked halfway decent, and now they have some time under their belts getting used to things, and then the bye week. I would think that by Minnesota he'd be ready to go, but that's, you know, assuming that he looks okay with the brace and he feels comfortable and he has himself back in shape. But I do think it's a piece of this team that, as you know, without him has hurt the offense, because the whole plan going into the year was to use him at least with Akram Wadley and then at times with them together on the field, and they just haven't been able to do that.
Rob, this team, you mentioned you just don't have a good feel for them. I'm kind of in the same boat, but you know, this matchup with Northwestern looked a lot better last week against Maryland. Now, it's a Maryland team that's been inconsistent themselves, from the highs of beating Texas to some of the lows we've seen with all the quarterback injuries that they have had. Do you have a good feel about just Northwestern in general and what we're going to see out of the Wildcats Saturday?
No, I think they're kind of – I worked on my preview today, and, they're very similar to Iowa.
Yeah.
You just don't know. Week to week, you're just not sure what you're going to get. They looked awful, you know, at Duke. They looked really good at Maryland last week. They played pretty good in Madison against Wisconsin for quite a while and then kind of fell apart towards the end. They looked really overmatched against Penn State, which isn't a surprise. This is really a statement game or identity game for both of these programs, Trent. First of all, neither one can afford another loss if they have any hopes or any dreams of winning this division, because Wisconsin's got a stranglehold on it. But to have a good season, to get up into that 8-9 win territory, this is a big game for both of these teams. The matchup is, for Iowa fans, the matchup with Northwestern is usually tough, just based on what they do schematically. It's a tough matchup for Iowa.
Are you concerned about the defense having an issue trying to stop the running game of Northwestern?
Yeah, they gave up 200 to Illinois. So,
yeah,
you know, Michigan State ran pretty, and we saw what Saquon Barkley did, but he does that to pretty much everybody. But, yeah, that was a big area of discussion this week, is, you know, for them to be better. They're giving up, I think, 4.5 yards a carry, and Justin Jackson's one of the best backs in the league, you know, and that's where it all starts. They have to be able to stop that running game, because Thorson can hurt you with his arm. And he can hurt you with his legs as well. He's run for a couple touchdowns. He ran for a touchdown against Iowa last year. Really, it's going to be, can Iowa's defense stop the run, but then also be able to stop Northwestern's underneath mesh passing routes? I mean, they run that crossing route stuff that gets the defense on its heels and running into each other. And we saw that in the second half against Northwestern last year. The guys that I talked to yesterday, Josie Jewell, Ben Neiman, Imani Hooker, the defensive players that I spoke with yesterday, said they feel like they have a better handle on how to defend that. But we'll see. We'll see what happens on Saturday.
Well, and another thing, Northwestern, they played Wisconsin this year. They played Penn State and have held up pretty well against the run. For people thinking maybe a bye week is going to be the elixir that Iowa needs to fix their run game, maybe Northwestern's not the team, as crazy as it may sound, to fix that running game.
Yeah, Northwestern is strong against the run. You're right, Trent. I think they're giving up around 3.5 yards a carry. And they've stopped pretty much everybody. Even Barkley struggled. He was pretty much held in check in that first half, and then he got loose in the second half. But they are good against the run. And I think the formula against Iowa, we saw it against Penn State and Michigan State, you load up the box, you take away the run, and you make Stanley beat you down the field. And I would expect that same plan from Northwestern. I think they held Iowa to, 79 yards on 41 carries last year? And that was a pretty good rushing attack Iowa had last year. And they held them, you know, pretty much to nothing. So I would expect that same game plan, and Iowa's going to have to find a way to throw the ball. I thought that there were signs of that against Illinois, but I think they're going to have to do that again on Saturday.
Rob, you got a prediction for the game. How do you see it playing itself out?
Yeah, it's a toss-up game for sure. I have Iowa winning 23-20. I feel like they've got some momentum coming off the bye week. Like I said, I like how the coaches have adjusted and taken advantage of their personnel in the second half of games this year. I think they'll have a good plan going into Saturday. And if they can get a quick start like they did 2 years ago at Northwestern, I think that'll be the key. And that's kind of what I'm expecting, but I would not be surprised to see it go either way. And this really is a huge game for the rest of Iowa's season. You win this one, you still kind of have some momentum going in, you know, to Minnesota. The Minnesota game, if not, it's going to be tough to come off a bye week with a loss and then try to lick your wounds to come back for a night game against Minnesota at home.
It's going to be interesting. Rob Howe, HawkeyeNation.com. Give him a follow on Twitter. At Rob Howe HN. Rob, as always, thanks for your time. We'll talk again here in a couple weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
That's Rob Howe on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Great stuff out of him. He has the Hawks winning this game. I know we don't make our selections until Friday.
Yeah.
Do you have a good feeling on this game, or
no,
are you just kind of
no.
you're
I,
waffling
I
back and
I,
forth
I,
here?
I have no idea. Much like Rob, I've told you.
Yeah.
We're halfway through the season. I still don't have a handle in this Iowa team. And Northwestern, at least you can get a handle when they played Illinois. Illinois sucks, you know. It was pretty simple.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And Penn State's good. We had a handle on those kind of things. I could see Iowa winning this game. I could see them blowing Northwestern out. I could see them getting blown out on the other side. Nothing would surprise me in this matchup. And you couple that with what we've seen in recent history with Iowa and Northwestern, I don't know. I throw my hands up, and right now I don't know. Friday, I'll make a pick that is sure to be wrong. How about that?
Fair enough. We'll take a break. When we come back, Seth Gruen will be our guest. Bleacher Report and also Big Ten Unfiltered. We'll talk to Seth about the Cubs disaster for the first three games against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Very interesting. And will it be a sweep? That's coming up, everybody, right here on the Big Talker 1700.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
It's football season, and that means it is time to find your spot for all the big games. Trent Cotton here for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. 48 big screen TVs, all the games on college Saturdays, and the NFL on Sundays. Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. But it's not just about having all the great games on. You need more than that. You need great food. Draft House 50 has just that. Huge burgers. My favorite, the pizza burger. Ground beef, Italian sausage, mozzarella cheese, little marinara, and pepperoni. Big burgers, great sandwiches, pizza. You want to go with the lighter fare? They got salads and appetizers for you as well. And you can't forget about the beer. It's in the name, Draft House 50. Local beers on tap, microbrews, whatever you're in the mood for, make it Draft House 50 in West Des Moines. Your football headquarters, Draft House 50, 6240 Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. I'll see you there.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Sponsored by ADT. Home isn't just a place, it's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com.
We're changing things up at Chili's. Even our song is changing.
Our old song was Baby Back, Baby Back, Baby Back. It was about ribs because that was our thing.
Everything's getting an update.
Our new menu is totally different. We made your favorite things a lot bigger.
We made our new burger half a pound. That's much bigger.
And the ribs are 30% bigger. The fajitas are way bigger, too.
48% actually, but that's, like, impossible to sing.
I don't know, maybe just let me try it. The fajitas have 48% more fajitas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, baby, Chili's is back.
Baby back, baby back.
Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10-31-17.
1700 KBGG is your home for Kansas City Chiefs football.
Tyreek Hill takes it at the 5. San Diego didn't think he was going to take it. Here he goes. He's at the 25-30. They blocked the punter. The cheat is gone. They can't get to him. Tyreek Hill stays on the right boundary. 10-5. Touchdown. Kansas City.
The voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, joins myself, Trent Condon, and Ken Miller each Thursday at 1:40 on your home for Chiefs football, 1700 KBGG.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-thru options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Welcome back, everybody. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock right here on the Big Talker, 1700. You can always get in on the show at 264-1700. Always fun when we have a chance to do some talking with Seth Gruen, Bleacher Report and Big Ten Unfiltered. Seth joins us on the Draft House 50 hotline. Hello, Seth. How are you, man?
What's going on, guys?
Well, we thought we'd get you on so we could do a little Chicago Cubs-LA Dodgers conversation. Have you pretty much kissed it goodbye, or are you still holding out hope?
No, I pretty much kissed it goodbye, and I felt that way heading into the series. Just when you look at, you know, the entirety of the way in which they needed to use their starting staff and use some guys in Game 5 against the Nationals, and just the fact that this bullpen has been shaky all year and the hitting's been really inconsistent, that makes for a really volatile mixture when you're going up against the Dodgers team that has a lights-out pitching staff. And some big-time hitters, and what I mean by that is some hitters who are just really great situational hitters. Justin Turner gets a lot of the press for that. I saw that crazy stat that with runners in scoring position in the playoffs, I think only Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig have better batting averages than him, so that's pretty elite company. But that said, up and down that lineup, even without Corey Seager, they are elite hitters with runners in scoring position, and I think you heard it on the telecast yesterday that they have some role players who come up big in big situations, and that team is the best in baseball right now. And I thought the Cubs, whether or not people thought the Cubs were the favorite as the World Series defending champs, I thought the Dodgers were the favorite heading into that series.
Well, it'll be Jake Arrieta taking the bump tonight for the Cubs, more than likely his final start in a Cubs uniform. And a retooling this offseason, as you see the bullpen has faltered to this point. You kind of look at what the Yankees are, what the Dodgers are, these teams that have the bullpen. Is that step number one of the offseason retooling of this Cubs team, fixing the bullpen?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to need to address the start, the pitching staff as a whole. They're probably going to need to go out and get another starter. But here again, I think the Cubs are the latest example of why you need a great bullpen to ultimately win in October. And it's not as critical over the course of a 162-game season. It can be. We've seen teams like the Royals and the Orioles over the past few years win with great bullpen play and not such great starting staff. But at the end of the day, one high-leverage inning in October is really, really important. And, again, I just think you're going to see teams more and more pour more and more money into their bullpens. And, yeah, I think the Cubs are going to need to address it this offseason for sure.
Seth Gruen is our guest on the Draft House 50 hotline. Look, the Cubs won the World Series last year, broke a 108-year jinx, and yet now that it appears they're going to get beat in the National League Finals here against L.A., the team is being showered in criticism. What's up with that? Is that media criticism? Or is that just coming from frustrated fans?
Well, probably a little bit of both. I think that for the most part, fans in Chicago are probably a little tamer than other parts of the country. I mean, when Boston broke that streak, their 86-year World Series drought, people still expected them in subsequent years to win the thing, and I think that's what COF's team sold Cubs fans on when he got here, is that he's not here to win one. He's here to build a sustainable contender. And I think he's done that to a degree, but when you look at the way in which they've played this postseason, it's not up to expectation. And I think it's fair that they should expect the Cubs to win the World Series every year. I know it's not going to happen, but, you know, you expect them to play better than they did this year. I don't think Joe Maddon managed all that well this postseason. And last postseason, quite frankly, I think he deserves some criticism. I don't think, obviously, as Trent alluded to, their bullpen has shown up. And their hitters really, really have disappointed. And I don't think there's that sense of urgency in that clubhouse that there was last year. You know, obviously, that drought galvanized that team. And this year, it's kind of been like, well, you know, there's always next year. There's been that kind of mentality. And I think that's what's been disappointing on the North side.
So we go from the Cubs over to the Dodgers and the way they're playing just up and down. The bullpen's been ridiculously good. They go out tonight, and they got a guy on the bump in Alex Wood who just went 16-3 with an ERA about 2.75. He's their number four guy that they can throw out there. This Dodgers team, regardless of what happens in the American League, how big of a favorite are they to win the World Series in your mind?
Well, I think huge because they're pitching so, so good. And they're playing right now as well as they did at the beginning of the season. I know a lot of people were in panic mode, and I got a lot of questions on the radio in the month of September as to whether or not I thought the Dodgers were now a legit contender. Well, I just said, you know, we're panicking because it's the end of the year. But if a streak like that had happened in July, well, you know, people would be okay with it. People would have forgotten about it. The reality is this team has the very best pitching staff in baseball. And that element of the game just dominates. It doesn't matter how good of a hitting team you are. Look, you got to score some runs to ultimately win the game. But when your pitching staff is that good, you know, the game's within a swing or two. And, you know, that's all you can expect. That's the most you can expect out of your pitching staff. And at the end of the day, you know, that's just so much more dominant in sports.
Having a great conversation with Seth Gruen right here on the Draft House 50 Hotline. So with what we are seeing right now between the Astros and the Yankees, does it matter, at least in your estimation, if it's the Astros or the Yankees playing the Dodgers in the World Series? The Dodgers are going to win this no matter what?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that the Dodgers would be the favorite. The Astros might have a little bit more of an intimidating pitching staff. Again, another team that started out the year just pitching lights out, and the kind of pitching staff that certainly has the capability to go on a Dodgers-like type run. You know, I think that's probably the team, if you're the Dodgers, you wouldn't want to face. But that said, the Yankees bring this element of power, having led Major League Baseball in home runs, that can somewhat negate the effects of playing a great pitching staff. And I say that in the context of even when a pitching staff is throwing as well as the Dodgers are, they're still hanging curveballs, they're still missing in the strike zone, and the Yankees are really adept at punishing you and making you pay under those circumstances. So, you know, that evens the playing field a little bit if we were to see a Dodgers-Yankees series, but I'd probably say the Astros are the tougher out. But either way, yeah, I see this L.A. team winning it all.
Seth Gruen, you can find his work over at Bleacher Report on Major League Baseball and also on Big Ten Football and Basketball with the Big Ten Unfiltered podcast. Let's jump over to the Big Ten, and certainly a big one this weekend. Penn State, a whiteout with Michigan coming to town. Wolverines struggling offensively. Give me a reason or two why this game can be close and not just Penn State running away with that ineptitude of the Wolverines offense.
Well, look, this is still one of the best defenses in the country, if you're looking for reasons. And I'm playing devil's advocate here. I really don't believe Michigan stands a chance. But, you know, when you talk about one of the great offenses in the country going up against one of the great defenses in the country, we'll see which wins out. I just think that, you know, Michigan's ineptitude offensively puts a lot of pressure on that defense. And ultimately, I don't think that that defense is going to be able to keep it within a reasonable score. I mean, when you look at this Michigan offense, I think it's really difficult to expect them to score many more than 17 points. And that's a tall order for that Michigan defense to have to hold Penn State to less than that. So at the end of the day, why would it be close? Probably because Michigan's defense has played its best game of the year, but I don't see that being the case.
Is there a game out there aside from Penn State, Michigan this Saturday that really gets your appetite other than that
game?
You
know, I think Iowa Northwestern in a vacuum is probably an interesting one, just based on the fact that you look at that Northwestern team and a lot of people, I think Trent, you and I were two of them, thought that they were going to be that chief contender in the West. And you have an emerging Iowa team that, look, you know, was able to stop the bleeding against Illinois last week. Anytime you're on a losing streak, my alma mater is a great team to be playing right now. but I think from a talent perspective, that game is intriguing. I know that there's not a lot of sexy games in the Big Ten slate other than that Penn State-Michigan game. But, you know, we'll be watching all of them. I think, you know, Michigan State-Indiana has a little bit of oomph to it. The Hoosiers have been playing really well. They play big-time teams really well. We saw that through the first three quarters of Ohio State. We saw that, obviously, last week against Michigan. So that game intrigues me, and I know there's a lot of people in East Lansing starting to believe in that football program again. So, you know, those three games, to me, are of interest.
So Minnesota this weekend, they get the team that you just mentioned. But the Gophers, three consecutive losses. They come back, at least made it a game against Michigan State, but wasn't as close as the final score indicated. PJ Fleck, a lot of bravado, rubbed some people, many people, I think, the wrong way, certainly that are not Gopher fans. How is this going to play out in your mind with PJ Fleck in Minnesota?
Well, I think he's an exciting guy. I think he's really great at getting people excited about the program. He's a little bit like Lane Kiffin light in that regard. If you remember when he came into Tennessee, Lane Kiffin's goal seemed to be to agitate everyone in the SEC, or Jim Harbaugh, a lesser version of Jim Harbaugh. I believe that PJ Fleck is one of the great young coaches in the game. I think we saw Jerry Kill have success there. You can recruit to Minnesota. They have nice facilities. So I think at the end of the day, this is going to be a program that can challenge in the division. I still see Wisconsin just so far ahead in every metric possible in terms of comparing teams in the West. And I'm not just talking about this year. I'm not just talking about talent, but I'm talking about tradition, coaching, what they have in the pipeline in terms of recruiting. But I think it's possible that Minnesota could be looked upon like we did Northwestern at the beginning of the year. Obviously, Northwestern's underwhelmed, but I certainly think that they can fall into that category. And in that case, PJ Fleck may have a lot of better job offers after that.
I'll let you run on this one, and we got about a minute or so left. Why does the West stink in comparison to the East?
Well, if you ask the commissioner, he'd say this is just an ebb and flow. I think, simply put, the teams in the East have a little bit more tradition. Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, those are all teams that have won national championships. So that's really what it boils down to. Those are blue blood programs, and you just don't have that in the West. I mean, other than Wisconsin, I'm not saying this to blow smoke, Iowa probably is that second team that maybe has that tradition, but they're certainly not on that level. If you talk about Ohio State, Alabama being, Michigan being those tier one programs, Wisconsin's tier two, and then Iowa's probably in that third tier. So that's probably why you see that disparity.
And Nebraska waits, and perhaps waits for a new head coach. Next time, we'll have some time to talk about the Cornhuskers. As always, Seth, great catching up with you. Enjoy the game, and we'll hope for you that the Cubs can extend another one and another night of baseball for you Chicagoans.
Yeah, it's like root canal for me right now. I'll talk to you guys later.
That's great.
Oh, what a line to go out on.
That's great. That's Seth Gruen. He came to us, of course, on the Draft House 50 hotline, root canal. That's good. I'm going to have to steal that one from him, Trent. That's pretty good stuff. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, Cody Peck will stop by from the BC Divide. Cody is Cyclone Boy. His brother is Hawk Boy. Hawk Boy is on, what, tomorrow?
You got it. That's when Derek will be here. Yep.
Okay. All right. So Cody today and then Derek tomorrow. That's coming up at 5:15. And then at 5:35, Kevin Lehman will join us, and we will roll through the three big schools in college hoop in the state of Iowa. Jimmy B and TC, everybody. It's the Big Talker, 1700.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at BC Divide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multi-family homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
sponsored by Chili's. Chili's has news even bigger than their new ribs. They're focused on one thing, burgers, ribs, and fajitas. And the whole menu is better. Come in and see why Chili's is back, baby.
Hey, it's me, the donkey emoji. Aww. I just want to say, if you're texting and driving, you're acting like a jack. Put down the phone. Focus on the road and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
Had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at Menards.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next day installation, 515-262-STAR.
1700 KBGG Des Moines, a Cumulus station. Big news, big talk. 1700 KBGG Des Moines, a Cumulus station. Oh!